In recent years, states and cities around the country have reconsidered who they keep in jail and who they let out on bail. Now, a group of judges, lawyers, and corrections officials want to do the same in Kansas. A state-appointed task force will study how to make sure people still show up for trial without putting too many people in jail. Nomeen Ujiyadeen of the Kansas News Service reports on a county program that could spread to the rest of the state.
This is what happens when you get arrested in Johnson County. First, you're booked into the county jail. If a prosecutor presses charges, you'll appear in court, where a judge will decide whether to let you out on bail and how much that might cost. How? Well, it depends.
If your charge is DUI-related, that's considered a risk factor. If it's drug-related, that's considered even more of a risk factor. Somebody who doesn't have any jail time is considered less risky than somebody who does.
That's Alex Holsinger. He's a professor at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. He crunched the numbers on Johnson County arrests and came up with the factors most closely related to missing your court date or committing another crime while you're out on bail. His algorithm takes information about someone who's arrested and charged and calculates a risk score that's passed on to judges.
The risk assessment does not make the decision for anybody. You still have professionals and human beings that are ultimately making and implementing the decisions that are made.
It's a technology Kansas is considering for assigning bail across the state. Johnson County has used a form of the assessment since 2009 for people arrested on minor charges. Judge Daniel Voken says that extra information helps him consider how likely someone is to pose a public safety risk, to commit another crime, or to skip trial once they're bailed out. It also helps him decide whether to order drug counseling or electronic monitoring.
The more information that I have from various resources, the better it is or easier it is for me to make that decision.
The assessment looks at whether someone has a job or family, whether they live in the state, if they have previous arrests or mental health issues. Is the charge a felony or a misdemeanor? The idea is to make a judge's decision more objective, less instinct and more data. Robert Sullivan, head of corrections in Johnson County, says the approach keeps people out of jail who don't pose a public safety risk and can't afford bail or bond.
And even if they have a very low bond amount, you run the risk of unnecessarily incarcerating a number of people simply because they don't have the means.
If you can't afford bail, you might lose your housing, your job, or your car while you're locked up. Pretrial risk assessment tries to reduce the number of people who end up in jail in the first place. But some critics say that's not enough, like John Raefling of Human Rights Watch.
Decisions are being made about whether you stay in jail or go free based not on who you are and what you've done, but based on a profile that comes from what other people have done.
Then there's the question of whether the tools could perpetuate racial bias.
If we have racial and class bias in police arrest patterns, the arrest history that's used to estimate whether you're going to commit a future crime or not is already biased out the gate.
Kansas officials say they'll consider the issue when deciding whether to use pretrial risk assessment in state courts. Karen Arnold-Berger is the chief judge of the Kansas Court of Appeals. She's the chair of the Pretrial Justice Task Force, which plans to weigh in on possible bail reform next year.
Before we do something that's going to completely disrupt someone's life and before they've been convicted of any crime, we want to make sure we know how we're making the most educated decision we can.
Set bail too low and more people might skip court or commit crimes. Set it too high and someone's life could spin into chaos while they sit in jail. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Nomeen Ujiyadeen in Olathe.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration covering health, education, and politics across the state.